Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life West, coming at you with another one of our Life West leadership lines. Today, I have actually a classmate of mine. So we're going back 41 years now, Dr. Julie. I have Dr. Julie Mayer Hunt from Florida with us today, and she is going to be sharing some phenomenal information. I'll just give you a brief history on Dr. Julie, because she's done a tremendous amount. She graduated with me in 1981 from Life Chiropractic College in Marietta, Georgia. She immediately went down to Clearwater, Florida. That is where she was born. She is a chiro kid. Her father actually graduated from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, and her dad, I did a Life West leadership line with Julie maybe about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. So check that one out. It's incredible, the stories he talks about B.J. Palmer. And Julie was over at B.J. Palmer's summer home as a kid, you know, a two-year-old, whatever, three-year-old running around and spending time with B.J. But a lot of history. But the really cool thing is that Julie has done a tremendous amount. And I want to thank you, Dr. Julie, a tremendous amount for chiropractic. She serves on the board of the Florida Chiropractic Examiners. She is on the board of the ICA. She is on the board of the Upper Cervical Council. That's a huge undertaking. She's been on the board of that for a long time. She's president of orthospinology. And not only that, she's a diplomat. She got her diplomat in pediatrics in 2000. She's a fellow in the cervical cranial junction. We're going to talk about that. But she's a fellow, meaning that she not just a diplomat, but beyond that, she co-wrote the program or co-developed the program. She's doing a lot, you know, and she just recently on the ICA board, just doing a tremendous amount, still going strong 41 years in. We got a lot to talk about. So, Julie, welcome to the Leadership Line.
Thank you, Ron. It's wonderful to be here with you.
I hope I did you justice on the intro. There's a lot more that probably you got going on. But the other thing, probably the biggest accomplishment, you know, because I really mean this, is that, you know, her son, Travis, is a chiropractor also practicing in Clearwater. And, you know, we always have to have joy around our children, third generation chiropractor. So just an amazing lineage. And the practice has been there since 1956. 58. Okay, good. Yeah. Her dad graduated with Dr. Sid Williams, graduated with Dr. Dee Dee Umber, graduated with Dr. Reggie Gold. Just get onto that leadership line, because the stories he tells were incredible. The one about Reggie was just crazy. You know? It was just great. But let us talk about you right now, because you're my center of attention. Dr. Julie, it is great to have you here. And I know you're doing a tremendous amount of stuff. And, you know, what I'd like to start with, at least, is, you know, let's talk about, you know, you're an upper cervical practitioner, which is great. I know you love all practitioners, you know, whether no matter what they, how they practice, what they choose to practice, whether it's full spine or whether it's, you know, specifically wherever it might be. But let's talk about, like, you know, just things that are going on in the upper cervical area, right? The research that could be happening, all kinds of stuff around that. So I'm going to throw it to you. We'll converse about this.
So in the upper cervical world, it was actually Dr. Klum who brought everybody together back in 2008 to discuss getting the upper cervical groups to work together. And out of that meeting was born the idea of the Upper Cervical Council. And then that proceeded to creating the diplomate. And it's an amazing journey to be a key part of. I have really enjoyed every step of the way. The first two classes went rather seamlessly, tremendous learning, tremendous opportunities to understand better brain health and all the factors that go into the cranial cervical junction. But the last class, we had hiccups, like everybody was hiccups, and we have just regrouped this September, if you will, And following the August upper cervical meeting in Nashville. And so the last class was about 3 weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving, and it was Dr. Rose's class. And oh my gosh, what an incredible program.
Yeah, he hits it out of the park, doesn't he?
Oh my gosh. it just, you can never get enough.
Yeah.
Never, you can never learn enough.
But I think our audience really needs to know this, because you know what? You know, in chiropractic, and I think our older audience knows that we've always had this segregation of techniques, right?
Right.
I'm doing Gonstead. I'm doing SOT. I'm doing applied kinesiology. I'm doing Thompson. I'm doing, you know, Atlas orthogonal. I'm doing orthospinology. I'm doing, you know, NUCA. I'm doing all. And it was like no one. And the beautiful thing that I see, and I was just at the conference in August, right, in Nashville. It's like you get the upper cervical conference, you know, in the ICA, and it's everyone comes together. It doesn't matter. You know, there's like, what are you doing? I don't care. You know, it's like everyone's together. We're all talking about the same thing. And that is, you know, brain health. We're talking about central nervous system, brain stem health, right?
Yeah.
And what NUCA is doing over here and what, you know, Blair is doing over here, everyone gets together and shares because it's all the same place, right?
And that was my dream of this, because growing up in this upper cervical world, I mean, I first saw Roy Sweat when I was 9 years old presenting at a conference. I started going to conferences with my dad at 8 or 9, and they were all in one group, the Grostic group. And then when I saw all these splits occurring, it was kind of my dream to get everybody back together on the same page, to be working together, because that's where we have true, I don't want to use the term harmony, but true
collaboration.
Yeah, cooperation to grow and develop and work together. And so that dream came true out of this program, because I have all the upper cervical procedures working together, and it's just dynamic.
It is. And I want you to know something. You know, when I was vice president of the ICA, probably one of the highlights, you know, there were a lot of highlights, but I remember when I first got in, you called me and said, Ron, can we do something? We want to be able to get the upper cervical, you know, council moving, because you guys were together from when Dr. Klum helped form that. But, and I said, Julie, what do we need to do? This is like vitally important. And boom, the resources were there and everything else. And, you know, it's so important, because when you talk about research coming at us, you know, and anywhere, I don't care what technique you use, you know, we cannot not acknowledge the brainstem. We cannot not acknowledge the cranial cervical joint or cervical cranial joint, whatever direction you want to go in, but a junction. We cannot, you know, leave that out of the equation.
No, it's too crucial. It is your main circuit breaker. And, you know, as I thought about when our practice turned 50 years old, 13 years ago, I wanted to do an immune study, but I realized it couldn't be about our office. That's not going to work. And so when we got this program going, we picked 6 of the top doctors in their procedures from Canada down to Florida. And we put together this immune study that hopefully will be out in the next month, showing measurable changes in salivary IgA. I'm just praying that it gets it's finished.
We've been waiting for that.
You know, one
of the things we're doing, I'll just tell you, Life West and the pandemic kind of, you know, nixed it, but we have a clinic in India, and that right next to our clinic, Julie, we have a hospital, what they would call a hospital. We would call it like a medical clinic, but they deliver babies and they do stuff. Well, what we want to do is we want to do the osteopath started this actually, right? What they did was they took blood. They were able to look at biomarkers on the blood. They did osteopathic manipulation, and then they immediately drew blood again, and they were able to see the differences that happen based, you know, around the immune system. And so I want to complete that study and have them literally come in, go, you know, go over, get their blood, come over, get their adjustments, specifically go back, and then we'll be able to grab data. And we're looking like it'll be this summer that we'll be able to start back up right now.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled about it, you know, but this is the kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, it must drive you crazy when you see this research coming from different areas within chiropractic saying we don't have any effect on the immune system. I mean, you know.
Well, either they're missing the boat you know, because we clearly do. I mean, that I have seen it time in and time in and time in my practice. And I was going to mention one of my favorite things to have is a young man in there with a sore throat. I mean, I get so excited because I know I'm going to make a change in him that he will never forget. And I had this 15-year-old in about 3 weeks ago with a sore throat. And I was like, oh, good, you know. And I said, swallow, how sore is it? He goes, oh, really hurts, you know. I said, okay, let's get you checked. Checked him. He needed an adjustment. Didn't expect it otherwise. Got him adjusted, sat him up, and had him swallow again. He goes, what did you do? His eyes get this big. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes, it was 75% sore before. And now it's like 20% sore. He goes, I said, that's your immune system. Your body just healed itself. All I did was remove the interference. And he was like, wow. And, you know, the joy of whether a young person is in pain or whether it's a fever or this or that. I mean, I could tell COVID stories that patients have adjusted in their driveway and their fever is broken for the first time in 14 days. I mean, I won't jump out of a perfectly good plane, but if somebody's sick, I'm going in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but anyhow, you know, I know that these kids, number one, when they get out of pain with an adjustment, they now have a pathway to get out of pain that's not a drug. That's huge. And when a kid understands the difference I make in his sore throat, the next time he gets a sore throat, is he going to be looking for an antibiotic or for an adjustment?
Yeah.
Particularly a young male.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I want to share with you something that took place at the Nashville conference. The college here, Life West, is working with a company in Denver, Colorado. They're in Denver and Boulder, called WAVI. WAVI, okay. They basically do EEGs of the brain, right? But the way they map the brain, they're able to see brain function, and they're very interested in, you know, they're already doing a ton of work in concussion, things like that, but really cool stuff for us. So I got a call before I went there, and they wanted to have a Zoom call with me. So got on a Zoom call. It was on, I think it was Thursday morning. You guys were in your session. I was right next to the room you're in.
And oh, yeah, I remember. I saw you there.
Yeah, you were looking for me. And so we get this call, and he said, look, here's what we want to do. I know that you guys aren't necessarily, because we're doing biomarker stuff. We want to see physiological change. But Dave, the owner of the company, said, we'd love for you to be able to help us. What we want to do is we want to find offices. They're doing a study on opioid-addicted patients and acute care patients, non-opioid addicted. Opioid addicted patients will come in and say, I'm in pain. And they might be in pain because psychologically they're in pain, but it might not be a real pain, right? And exactly. and then want opioids, right? And we're over here, this group is more about just someone in acute pain, right? So what they're looking for is that not to show that chiropractic works, it's not even about that because they want to use medics also, but they want to be able to scan people, the opioid patients, right, and in acute pain, and the non-opioid in acute pain, and be able to see the brain change if there's a change over here without opioid addiction as compared to here. That, now they have an easy answer to opioids, right? You know, because when they come in, you scan them and you see, is it real or is it not real? And what do you need to do with this person? And the NIH, I'm going to find out by next week if it's funded by the NIH, because that's what it was going for. But what I said to him was this. I said, Dave, yeah, we'd love to help you out. I'll help you in any way that I can. But I want chiropractic offices involved in this. He said, okay, well, what do you want? I said, well, I want at least, you know, three to four offices involved in it. So I got three other upper cervical offices that were at the conference. And I got an office in Idaho that's doing CBP. And then we got the clinic here, you know, the health center here at Life West. But here's what I said to him. I said, Dave, that's cool. We'll help you. But I'd like to see a study that let's study the brain of these acute pain patients that are coming in, because we're not going to have the opioid people coming to us, the acute pain. And let's follow them over the course of a year, get them out. They'll be out of pain quick, but I want to see brain changes that happen from clearing their nervous system.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He looked at his team on the, they were all on the Zoom call. And he goes, this is more exciting than the opioid test, you know? But it's so important that we're doing this kind of research, right?
It's critical. I had a cardiologist in the office earlier this year, and it's his first time in. And I make a point of when I have a physician come in the office, I check with a couple patients that I'm about to see, and I ask them if he can observe or that she can observe. And I just find it makes our whole experience as a new patient consult much more comfortable once they see what I'm doing and adjusting. And so I had a patient in room one, and I said, Drew, can I have this physician observe you being treated? He said, yeah, sure. And so I get him checked, cleared him out, got him adjusted. And it struck me, this guy had started with me as a hardcore opioid addict. And I hadn't checked in with him on how he was doing with his addiction. But I said, do I ask, do I not ask? And I went, okay, just ask. And I said, so Drew, how are you doing with your addiction? He said, well, thanks to you, I had a pathway out of it. I said, yes, but you had to break your addiction. He said, yeah, but without your pathway out, I would have never had a chance. And the cardiologist says, Julie, he said, you should be in rehab. I said, no, we need to get to these people before they end up in rehab. We need to be at the start of this mess, not at the end of the race.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
I was just...
Well, tell me this, because listen, you know, and this is what I love. And, you know, obviously, I don't care if someone is doing an upper cervical technique, if somebody is doing a tonal technique, right, whether it's NSA or, you know, network spinal analysis or whatever they're doing, or they're doing Gonstead or SOT or Thompson, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody needs to understand Houston control, right? They need to understand the delicateness of the brainstem, right?
So can I share my example of what happened at that conference?
Please.
I was presenting at the SCS, and there was maybe Florida Chiropractic Society, an organization my father founded back when BJ asked him to. But anyhow, I was showing pre and post changes on MRI and pre and post changes on imaging. And a really big guy at the front raised his hand and he said, Doc, what adjusting procedure are you using? And I thought, if I say anything typical, I'm going to lose half the crowd. And so I referenced how Scott Rosa refers to it. I said, I'm using an image-guided adjusting procedure, which is, you know, we use the imaging to guide how we adjust the patient.
Right.
And he said, well, what is that? Just a bigger hammer? And this is when God stepped in, because I had thought of this, but the words just came to me. And I said, well, it would depend on how you would treat your Rolex. This is your brainstem.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, and I didn't lose the crowd. I didn't get the hook.
No, but you know what's interesting? You're so correct. It's like when we start looking and seeing, you know, as we get out of school, right? And we're going through our practices like primary, and our family is primary, and, you know, our own health and sanity is primary. And we tend to forget about the things that, you know, when we're learning things or where we want to go to. And it's still that, there's still that that segregation, so to speak, if I can use that word, of, oh, well, that over there, the CCJ, the cranial cervical joint, that's our junction. That's more for upper cervical. But the truth is, it's for everybody, isn't it?
It's for everybody with the brain and the body.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who should know more about the brainstem? You know, I mean, right. My gosh. And when I look at your practice, and, you know, Jeff Schulten is a very dear friend of mine. Obviously, he's the president of NUCA, but he's also a faculty. He's an adjunct faculty at Life West. He's been with us for probably the last three years or 3.5 years. And he's just amazing, you know, and his practice, when I look and see what he's doing he's up in Calgary, you know, the referrals that he has is crazy. And it's probably got to be similar to you, right? If you looked at where your practice comes from, what would you say?
Yeah. It's still all word of mouth, but it's about 60% physician referral.
And is that medical or medical. Osteopathic or?
No, medical.
Uh-huh.
Medical, whether it's surgeons, whether it's pain management doctors, whether it's medical doctors. I mean, it's just, you know, the practice has been there for so long. And when physicians in the area, they may not have met me, but they talked to enough of our patients that they know I'm not doing anything that they would consider unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, and yeah. So it's a huge part of the practice at this point. And it's very exciting. And these physicians come in as patients.
Yeah.
I was It was really cute. This OB-GYN who actually delivered Dr. Travis is a patient, and she actually prefers to see the one she delivered. But back in the day, when she came in to see me, she said, well, I sent you a dozen patients and they all liked you, so I decided to come see you. And I said, well, I sent you about 10 patients before I went to see you.
But you know, it's just so interesting. So you've got a practice where you get 65% of your referrals being from, you know, whether it's MDs or DDSs, right? People with TMJs or
yes.
You know, concussion, all that stuff, you know, and Shulton, same, Dr. Jeff, same thing, you know, yes. Dr. Tyler Evans and Dr. Michael Beebe up in New Hampshire, yes. Same thing. And they're not necessarily sending them just to get out of pain. They're sending them because they yes. know that there's something going on up here and they want to make sure that's taken care of.
Yeah. And I just had two patients referred by a dental specialist who wanted me to help with the airway issue. And I have seen this consistently up at Dr. Rosa's imaging opportunity there in New York, where pre and post, that airway is much more open than before when it's misaligned. And, you know, it just makes sense. If you think it through, I didn't think to look for it until Dr. Rosa pointed it out to me. But, you know, so this is airway, this is brain health, and really the research that he is doing up there is Excalibur. There's nothing else close to it. Looking at the fluid flow dynamics, understanding how that brain is getting fluid. I had an RN in yesterday who, as I did her consult, I looked at her and her eyes were so far set forward, you know, in her head, they were like pronounced, protruding.
Right.
And I had her look in the mirror before I adjusted her, because what I've seen through Dr. Rose's research is that when the cranial cervical junction is blocking fluid flow, that you get too much fluid behind the eyes and it actually pushes them out. I got her adjusted and the eyes receded in and they looked so normal. And she was in tears. She was like, I had no idea this had, I didn't even know this was a problem until you fixed it.
Right. Someone else could have diagnosed it as a thyroid issue or.
Right. Yeah. Right. And she was like, if I had my life to do over, I would become a chiropractor and do what you're doing, because you just changed my life immeasurably. It wasn't just that, it was all the other. She felt lighter. She could walk. She, yeah. You know, it was, and I've had five RNs become chiropractors over the years, but you know.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I mean, one thing we're doing at the college here is obviously we're teaching, you know, brainstem. I mean, we've got the most yes. cervical of probably any other college around.
Yes.
And we do all, you know, we do full spine, we do everything. But I just feel like, if, you know, this is the kind of stuff that whether someone does upper cervical or not, and when Mary and I were in practice, which I'm sure we'll get back into practice at some point because my wife has not retired, you know, but when we were in practice, you know, we never adjusted the atlas with our hands, right? You know, I shouldn't say with our hands. We toggled, we did certain work, but it was all specific and we used upper cervical. We never did rotaries or anything like that. Not that that's wrong to do if someone feels comfortable with it. The other piece around that is that no matter what technique someone does, if they learn more about the cranial, you know, cervical junction, it just enhances what they're doing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's still so much more for us to learn. There's, you know, every time I get to spend time up in New York or get to hear Dr. Rosa present, I'm looking at another layer of information that I hadn't considered. And it's so invaluable.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, you know, Dr. Rosa, Scott comes out to Life West. He's at the Wave. He's doing stuff. And I don't care what kind of practitioner you are, when you're seeing CSF flow being blocked, like actually being blocked on a MRI, a video fluoroscopy MRI, that's not necessarily what it is, or maybe it is, but I don't want to butcher it, but I am, you know, and you see that being blocked and then post right away, see it being opened up. It's like, oh my, and you see the whole head being, it's like, that's where health comes from.
And then when I saw that imaging 10 years ago, it hit me, you know, for 30 years, I've been working with patients prior. And if they have a headache, I would check in after I got them adjusted. A couple minutes later, how's that headache doing? Oh, it's actually better. And I always thought it was neurological. No, I think it's fluid flow.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? It's just, and they know it. you know?
Yeah.
It's so cool. And when you see the research, you see like Rosa's research, you see it's bringing us to another level, you know?
Totally.
And it's not that we're not going to change what we do, where we still work with everything affects the nervous system. You know, it's just what we're seeing is really what's going on inside the body, right? And how it's changing.
And what hit me was, you know, I'm an Abio girl. I mean, above, down, inside out. But I had not thought about the fluid flow to the brain. And, you know, 80% of our neurology is up here.
Right.
How important would it be to keep that organ healthy and happy?
The Rolex.
Yeah. For years, patients would ask me if I've ever had neck or back pain. And being a chiropractic kid and we had 55 horses, you know, I had opportunities to be injured, but I got adjusted and I was better. And I tell patients, I get checked when I can't think 300 miles an hour. What was I saying all those years? Juice me up.
Yeah, so true. So true. Julie, your dad, you know, how many years has the office been there?
63 years, at least 64 in February.
Wow. 64 years serving Clearwater. And he told such a beautiful story about, you know, how him and your mom were looking in a few different areas. And they decided to go to, were they originally there from where?
Well, dad's from Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Moline, Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, he didn't go back and ended up down in Florida and just ended up finding Clearwater and ended up opening up, like innate just kind of directed him, right? And the universe directed him. And then the next thing you know, 64 years later, you know.
The office that we have came to him in a dream and he sketched it out in the middle of the night. And it is not a huge office, but it is, I mean, it's very, very functional.
And same building for 64 years.
Building. I mean, he built it like it's a fortress. I mean, there is no safer building anywhere.
So in the hurricane season, you're all right. What did he pay? What did he pay for that office, you know?
He built it.
Oh, he built it?
Yeah, he built it in 60 days.
Wow. Wow.
Opened October 31st, the building in 1960, because he practiced up the road in a rental facility when he first opened.
Right.
Built it from the ground up.
Wow. And I'd be curious, just out of real estate, what it cost him then and what the value is now, you know, and over the course of 63 years, you know, 63 years, it's pretty amazing. But
pretty dramatic.
He is amazing and you are amazing. And now Travis is following through and he's got beautiful kids and, you know, and a family and it's just so beautiful to see life. And that's really what we're supposed to be doing, right? We're supposed to be.
That is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that my son knows where his immune strength comes from. The patients I've worked with during this COVID time, their lights have come on. I'll just share this one quick story. Had a long time patient, probably 30 years, fitness trainer, runs a fitness center. And his wife called me on a Sunday in tears. He'd been down with a fever for 14 days and she was scared. He was 50, he's 52, 53, something like that. And she was scared. And I said, put an extension cord out on the driveway. I'm coming over. And she goes, don't you want to be on the back porch? I said, no, I want to be out in the sun in the driveway.
Right.
So Joe comes walking out to the table and he's doing a half step at a time. And this man cycles hundreds of miles a week. I mean, he is an Adonis, right? I get him on the table. He cannot lift either leg, cannot lift him. Get him adjusted, right leg, boom, comes up 90 degrees. The wife is now bawling at the garage door watching this. But his right kidney area was so hot, it was just inflamed in a way I haven't ever seen. And I said, Joe, there's something wrong with this kidney. I said, you're going to the ER. And the wife is going, I've been trying to get him to go to the ER. He won't go. Well, God made me 6'2" for a reason. I said, Joe, Eileen, back the car up. Get in the car. You're going now. Because there was more to this. And I've seen this. I've seen this with a physician's wife who came to see me and we got her adjusted in the driveway and her fever broke. But there was a kidney issue going on. And so, you know, it's not always COVID, COVID, COVID. Anyhow, they get to the hospital, first time in 14 days, zero fever.
Nice. It was
35 minutes after I adjusted him. His kidney was severely dehydrated. They gave him a bag of fluids, sent him home. Within 2 days, he's back training people at his gym.
I love it. I love it.
It just, you know, it's we can't walk away from this.
No. No. In fact, we need to keep moving forward, right? Yeah. We need to keep walking forward, not walking away or backwards, right?
And I'm speaking to the climate today of the chaos that's being promoted daily. And that's not where the answers are. The answers are in understanding how to promote health, not more drugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And where health comes from.
Yeah,
because that's really the bottom line. You know, you called yourself an ADIO girl, and that's where, you know, health comes from. And that's the message we have to be able to give.
You have a quick moment for one more quick?
We do.
So I was supposed to be running an upper cervical conference, and this was probably about 6 years ago. And the woman who was running the hotel parameters had not gotten back to me, And I was at a state board meeting for the Florida board, and the hotel was not far from where the board meeting was. So when it finished, I went to the hotel and she was there. And she said, "I'm so sorry, I haven't been back to you." She said, "I've been very ill. You know, I haven't been able to get back to you, but I'm here now." And I'm thinking to myself, do I ask the question? You know, it could be hemorrhoids. I don't know. You know, I said, "Can I ask what the nature of your illness was?" And she said, "Oh, I've had this scathing pain through my head here. I've been on morphine. I've been in the hospital. Like, they had me on every drug. I've been in a hospital multiple times." And I looked at her and I said, "Do you really think that your pain is a lack of a drug?" And she goes, "Oh, you think different, don't you?" She ended up coming to see me. We got her cleared out. It was a neuralgia type problem. Completely cleared. Anytime I end up at that Hyatt, I end up with champagne or chocolates or in a suite. I never end up with the room that I order.
You changed her life, you know, and you know what? The lesson that I'm hearing is ask.
Yeah.
Because if you would have never asked, she would never said anything.
Right. And I really questioned myself, Julie, you know, it could be hemorrhoids, you know.
And you know what the crazy thing is, Julie? It's like this is where we've got to get stronger, you know, as a profession, because people have no idea what we do.
Right. They don't.
So if she would have known you were a chiropractor, she could have said, "Hey, because, you know, hey, I've got this issue. What, you know, da 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 da, that kind of thing, right?"
Well, she knew I was a chiropractor because I was running.
But she doesn't know what you do, though. They might think we do back pain or we do this, but they ever say to us, you know, "Wow, I've got this eye thing going on, or I got these eyes that are coming out, or I got this whatever it is, right? Yeah. My immune system just seems low." And I'm not talking about our patients who know this. I'm talking about the public out there who doesn't know it, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I am thrilled, number one, about all the work you're doing, and thank you for all the titles after your name and all the list of stuff. I know, but it's a lot. But it just shows that, you know, the leaders are still leading, and, you know, and it's like, you know, I mean, listen, man, we're both at 40, you know, 41 years, and it's like, you know, what else are we going to do, right? This is chiropractic. This is what we're about. It's about life. But the bigger thing, Julie, is that, you know, we keep passing it down and we keep sharing with the younger generations of chiropractors and even our patients as they start to have changes, that they start thinking somewhere inside of them, this is what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's huge. So thank you for all of that. And that research project, we'll throw it out. Let me know when it comes out. And
I will.
We will broadcast it on our network to our, you know, tens of thousands of chiropractors that we have, so people can get that, because it's great.
I would love to have just a format where each of the doctors, the NUCA doctor, the AO doctor, the Blair, the knee chest, everybody could be together in a situation where we can all speak to what we saw in the research as well.
So I'm going to make you a commitment right now that once it comes out, that we will do a leadership line with all the co-authors, right? And do that. Yeah. Actually, this coming week, I'm meeting with Deed Harrison and Joe Betts and Paul Oakley, right, from Canada, who've done amazing research, you know, that they've been doing with people over in Cairo, Egypt, and other places, and all around the immune system. So we're getting together, and well, actually, we're going to be talking about X-ray, that whole debacle that's going on up in Canada. But we're going to have a meeting. So I want to do the same with your group, if you'll allow me to do that.
Please.
Yeah, and we'll bring you back on. So just let me know as soon as it goes. I know I'll hear from you.
I will.
Good. And I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with
love
us.
You too.
Please tell your dad happy holidays and your mom, and let him know that I'm thinking about him. Your dad is the kindest man in the world, along with my father, 95 years old. My dad's still going, still driving.
You know, I love it.
Your dad's still adjusting, you know.
Yeah,
he's in
he'll
the
work with me Friday.
That's just, it's so beautiful, you know. And to our listeners, thank you for being with us. It's doing these life leadership lines is really about bringing more information to our profession and allowing us to become more aware of what's going on, so that, you know, we can feel more proud about our profession. We can see areas that we want to start growing in, because we can never stop growing. But most of all, I appreciate you sharing this, the breadth and the depth that these leadership lines are getting to is incredible. When we see the number of hits that we have on our website, and, please keep sharing them. It's so, so important that we get the word out. And until I come back at you for another leadership line, and remember, every other week we drop a Life by Life West, and then we do a leadership line the opposite week. So keep plugging in and staying with us. And I love and appreciate you. And just know that we are always here for you. Life West is growing. We're on the move and we're doing amazing things. Become part of our family. Get involved. Share this and share everything you know about chiropractic to a world that needs what we have more than ever. More than ever.
Thank you for the opportunity, Ron.
You got it, Julie. Thank you so much. And everyone else, see you later.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.